street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain.
I'm not afraid.
Against just
this rover.
But a prostitute is someone who would love you no matter who you are, what you look like. Yes, it's true, children. But that's not why you pay a prostitute. No, you don't pay for her to stay. You pay her to leave afterward. That's why I pays the life of prostitute. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Taylor.
Prostitute is like any other woman. They all trade something for sex, and they do it well.
That's why I say prostitutes, prostitutes, they all
wow, that's I didn't know James Taylor had that song up.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I thought all his stuff just put you to sleep.
Gold dust at my feet. On the street.
I was walking with Archie today, and for some reason that song, and you know, we played that a long time ago. That chef from South Park.
Yeah.
And I go, why haven't I played any the? Because Chef had a bunch. It was
Why haven't you?
What's his name? I can't think of the guy's name now who played Chef.
Oh, was it Barry White?
No.
Oh
man.
Oh,
you're losing it.
Here it is.
Join the club.
Isaac Hayes.
Oh.
And he was on the first four or five seasons of South Park, and then. I don't know. He went nuts and tried saying he didn't like the way the direction of the show anymore. I don't know. I think he found
religion
or something again. And so they kept him on for a couple more years, I guess, using old clips of him. But then, yeah. And of course, Isaac Hayes is dead now. So
he is. I didn't even know that. Yeah. Is he the Shaft guy? What'd you do? You know?
I think so.
He's a bad man. Yeah. Shut your mouth. Yeah. Shaft. Oh, when that came out, that was so controversial.
Oh.
So controversial. Yep. Some places, the station wouldn't play it, even though all it said was, he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. They wouldn't play it anyway. And the other song they wouldn't play was Kodachrome. Because there's something in
Kodachrome.
When I look back on all.
The crap.
I learned in high school. There was a station in town that edited it. And so when you listen to it on that station, it said, when I look back on all I learned in high school. It was horrible.
Yeah. And then there was another one that everyone wouldn't play. It was Van Morrison. Because he said.
Not Brown Eyed Girl.
No. Because he said, was it Van? Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. But I thought it was Van Morrison. But he goes, and the colored girls go, and he said something else about Head, too.
Oh, no, that's a dirty song.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a dirty song. Yeah. But a lot of people didn't catch how dirty it was.
No.
Now, who did that song?
I think it was Van Morrison.
No.
No, wasn't
that
it?
That was...
Well, first of all, colored girl. You couldn't play that. I guess they do play it on all these stations.
Oh, yeah, they do. Still.
Lou Reed.
Lou Reed, that was it. Walking on the Wild Side.
Yeah, we had to, because...
Hey, babe, take a walk on the way.
Yeah, yeah. I went to, of course, the Broadcast Center here in St. Louis, and they had...
Look where you ended up.
I know, boy. That's where it all started. Yeah. But they had production classes, and that was one of our projects we had to do, was to, in the song Money by Pink Floyd.
Money.
Don't give me that do, and there's a line in the song, don't give me that do goody good bull ass bitch.
Yes,
really?
Yeah.
And so,
it's in that song?
Yes. Yeah, it's in that song.
I never noticed it.
So what we had to do, and this was on reel-to-reel tape with the old razor blade and blue tape,
yep.
you had to edit out the word SH and put in just a guitar, so it was bull, and that's
a good project.
Yeah, it was fun.
Not easy to do. Welcome everybody to the August 13th edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. We have a lot to cover today. This is the last day that we will be able to speak until we meet Saturday. until you and I, you the listeners, and I meet at Johnny Londoff. And they're moving a lot of cars out of the way.
And we'll have someone on in a little while, too, from there.
We will?
Yeah.
Grill mistress?
Yes. Yes.
Now, this is going to be, that's later in the Playhouse?
No, no. It's probably in about 15 minutes.
I'm doing it now.
Like, oh, you are doing it right now?
Get her on the phone.
Oh, okay. Get her on right now.
What a horrible producer.
I thought we were doing it at...
No, because I have a... No.
I'd like calling an audible.
I'd like to do it now. While he gets the grill mistress on the telephone, I don't really know where to start here. I will start with this. You have today until the end of the business day tomorrow to take the test drive. You must tell them your AM and the PM, because only people AM and the PM who take a test drive in any Chevy are in the raffle, which will be held this weekend and announced, the winner announced Monday, and the winner gets a 2-year paid lease on a brand new Chevy Cruze. You don't pay anything but your insurance, prepaid. If you don't want that, you can opt for the $2,000 check. All right, that's one. You cannot take that test drive Saturday. I've tried to be very clear about that. That's over. Then, what happens Saturday if that's over? Everything happens. We have, in the parking lot, Kitty Harrison, the grill mistress of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. She will have plenty of burgers if you like. What's that you like, Red Boy, on your hamburger?
Cheese.
Yeah, plenty of that. Brats, hot dogs, Peroni's Pizza. Says they will deliver, if there are 500 of you, you'll all eat pizza. They'll just keep bringing pizzas, as many as they need to bring. So you'll have pizza, you'll have burgers, you'll have brats, you'll have hot dogs. You'll have soft drinks and water, nice and cold for you. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And playing live, no admission. Maybe when they hit it big, you'll be paying $200 a ticket to see the South John...
The Southside Johnny Band?
Southside Johnny Band.
Yeah.
With Dan Strauss on bass and some vocals. Live in the parking lot 2 days from now, Saturday, from 11 to 2. Making his first public appearance ever, my grandson, little Carson Pena, will be there. My wife will be there putting on her nice act. Okay? Acting like, you know, she's nice. And she'll be nice to you.
I like the nice... Mrs. Pinion.
Oh, I like it, too. Yeah, I only get to see it when we go out.
Very pleasant to be around.
I only get to see it when we're around other people.
Okay, the grill mistress is on the phone.
Colin Jeffrey will be there with his wife and his beyond cute little daughter, 3-year-old McKenna. Bill Cleveland will be there. Wow. Eon, the peon, Angela, and making his first appearance in his entire life, little 8-month-old. Is he 8 months old or 9?
Just about. 4 days away.
Eight-month-old Archie Geis will be making his first appearance. This is huge, and everybody is welcome who's AM and the PM. Now, I bring on the grill mistress, Kitty Harrison. Kitty, how are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Great. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
The raffles, because I know you're raffling off several things during that 3 hours. I'm assuming everybody, when they get there, they need to tell somebody I'm AM and the PM so you can be given a raffle ticket, correct?
Exactly. We're going to have a table where you go, you sign up for the raffle, and we'll be doing drawings throughout the 3 hours.
All right. How do we get rid of the losers who aren't AM and the PM? Now, somebody shows me, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, there should be like a huge sign by the tent that says...
No losers.
You have to give the code word before can enter any raffles.
This is a great idea. No, you don't put the code words AM and the PM, then they'll say that.
No, that is the code. Yeah, you don't put that on the sign.
Yeah, Dan would do it like this. You need to say AM and the PM. No, Kitty, that's a good point. If you could make up at the table a sign that says no raffle tickets without the code, and the code is I'm AM and the PM.
Okay.
That's how we get rid of all the loot. There'll be people. And Kitty, here's what I would do if it were my dealership, Franco Pinion Chevrolet. Somebody walks up Saturday and goes, hey, what's going on here? Here's what you say. Nothing for you, loser.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, add that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that's not
it. I appreciate the idea of making it exclusive, but we kind of...
I know, you're open to everybody, but I want to make the people...
All the special stuff should be only for the...
I want to make the people, I'm serious, who aren't AM and the PM, I want to shame them and make them feel... And they are, they're out of it, they don't know what's going on. They should feel like, well, I guess I should be listening.
Oh, you don't listen
I
to the
think,
big...
You know what, it'd be a good opportunity for them to see how cool it is to be AM and the PM, and we can convert them and then build your audience.
Well, great idea.
Yeah, we could. We could say I'm not kidding, Katie.
Do not give one raffle ticket to somebody who's not AM and the PM. I'm not kidding. This is for AM and the PM people. You cannot participate unless you're AM and the PM.
Well, listen, I have really exciting news because
hold on. No, yeah, is it a like a bulletin?
Yeah, do a bulletin.
All right, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, with more exciting news, the grill mistress from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, Kitty Harrison. What do you have, Kitty?
You know, we have these awesome raffle prizes. Well, right. today, Charter Spectrum donated a PlayStation 4 for the raffle.
Whoa, that's nice. Wow. Yeah.
All right.
I know. So that's a big item, folks. I'm not going to lie. My kids would die for me to bring that home, but I'm not going to. And I had to tell the employees who were all trying to steal it,
we're all disqualified.
No, hey, what are the other? I know you have a couple of baskets, right? That they put.
Well, I've got a tint for a vehicle, sedan, four window, all your window tints. I've got that Bluetooth kit for pre-owned vehicles, which is a nice thing to have. Those are from Auto Trim. Very nice of them. Peroni's, of course, we're going to have their pizza all day. Hendel's Market is doing a gift basket. Cose Dolce Bakery is doing a gift basket.
Well, there's a lot of raffling
going on. I might have probably five or six sets of Cardinal tickets as well.
Well, I forgot to mention Old Town Donuts. They'll be serving donuts Saturday from 11 to 2.
Exactly. Donuts and coffee. And you know what? It's just been a great outpouring of support from a lot of AM and the PM folks. They're really sharing their love with us this weekend.
And afterwards, I have to go have an appointment, actually, with Auto Trim. They're tinting my windows at the...
Oh, my gosh. Well, you want to put your name in the drawing. You could bring it in.
I don't think I'm eligible. All right, it's a big day. I hope I haven't left anything out. Folks, you need to get in
and
get the test drive.
No, you walked a lot today. We're getting everything set up. They've already started moving vehicles so that we can have room for the band. Don't forget about the band. And
are you prepared to handle screaming young girls that want to get to Dan when he's playing?
Yeah. Is there security?
I think that's probably something we're going to have for crowd control. Okay. I've got Mark Thornton
underpants
just
flying
in
everywhere.
He's responsible for security and crowd control, so I think he's got that covered, Dan. We'll have a special detail right on you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right.
I don't want you guys walking the lots and being nervous that you'll be attacked or something.
Well, we want to be attacked.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
We are so excited, and we'll have lots of food and drinks and prizes. But reminder, tomorrow is the last. Did you already go through this?
Yep. Yeah, they have to take the test drive by the end of the business day tomorrow
and please
night.
Please don't walk in at 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
For a test drive?
Yeah. I would just
because they got a big day ahead of them the next day.
Right. So, just be nice to us and the salespeople and don't walk in at 9 o'clock when they're getting ready to walk out the door and say, I want a test drive and it's still time. So let's say 8:30. Nice.
That's the cutoff for test drives. 8:30 tomorrow night.
You got to arrive by 8:30. So, and we've had so many. We have lots and lots of people that have test driven. So it's going to be really exciting to see who wins.
All right, Kitty. We'll see you Saturday.
We'll see you Saturday, Mark. Give us our contact phone number. What's the number, Mark?
314-837-1800.
Poor Mark Thornton standing there the whole time. Didn't get one word in.
Hey, Did she call him Marky Mark?
She lets him do the phone number.
He's my security.
Frank, I was tapping her on the shoulder, and she kept on. Push your hand towards me. Didn't touch. Don't say anything.
Once you get started.
Londoff.com 24/7. And we are looking forward to a great, great event on Saturday. And I do have backstage passes, Dan, that I'm giving out for you.
Thanks.
Meet and greet. Special group of young women that get to meet
you
backstage.
Oh, we'll have a little groupie area. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys Saturday, okay?
Look forward to it. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye. They're all excited. We've stuffed the ballot box, so to speak. We've padded this crowd. We've got so many of our own friends and family coming that we just can't look bad.
Right.
There won't be like three people standing around.
I think it's going to be fun.
I'd love it if I told you my goal is more than 1,000 because the single biggest appearance I ever had at KUSA was 5,000 people. Okay. But other than that, at an advertiser sponsored event was Brof's Mobile Home.
Oh yeah,
it was a little over 1,000 people.
Yeah,
I'd like to break that for Saturday. That would be fantastic. And I have to be out of there by 2:30 because I do have an appointment at 3:30. But in that 3 hours, we'll meet every single person we can meet. And thank you in advance for coming out Saturday to Johnny Londo Chevrolet. Do we have anything for the Burke segment? Anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Eon the Peon. Take it away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this list yesterday. I thought some of them were interesting. I'm not going to share all of them, but it was 30 things about Disneyland that you may not have known. Some historical things, different things like that.
I'd like to hear it. Dan, would you like to hear it?
Sure, I would.
Okay. And that's been... And I always get confused. Disneyland is
Disneyland
the one
is in California. Orlando. Disneyland is in California.
World
Disney
is
World
Orlando.
Is in Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So I haven't been to Disneyland. I've been
I
to Disney
either.
World.
And I think Disney World's bigger and better.
I've been to both.
There's more to it. Oh, listen.
Well, let's ask the expert, then. Which one is better?
Disney World is better.
Okay.
Orlando.
So these are about Disneyland in California. Right. There's a section called Tomorrowland, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All the plants in Tomorrowland are edible. I didn't know
that. Well, great. Now you tell people that, they'll go eat all of Tomorrowland.
Well, I don't know if that means you should eat them, but they are able to be eaten.
Why is that the word? Why isn't the word eatable? I mean, why is it edible? It's eatable. It's eatable food.
Yes.
I don't get that.
It should be. There's a pet cemetery located behind the Haunted Mansion.
Mm, that's a lot of fun.
There were originally 18 attractions. 14 of them are still around. It was built in 1 year, just a year. Steve Martin and Michelle Pfeiffer both worked at the park.
Steve Martin was a magician.
Yeah, he worked at the Main Street Magic Shop in the 50s. There are over 200 cats that live in the park. They eat rodents.
Wow.
But they say you probably won't ever see one because they're all nocturnal. They all sleep during the day. Walt Disney required all the employees to be cleanly shaven.
Is that still the case?
In 2000, they were allowed to grow mustaches, so still no beards.
Mm.
Real human skeletons were used as props when Pirates of the Caribbean first opened.
Oh, man.
Walt Disney actually waited in line with the park guests out of, it says here, sheer joy. He just loved the park so much that he would stand in line with the other guests to ride the rides.
That had to be something. Standing in line, wait a minute, you're Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Anybody have a guess what the admission was
when it first opened?
The
price?
I would say $5.
Yeah, I was going to say $5.
No, you weren't.
No, I was.
You
really
did.
Was.
Okay. Pick your own price.
All right.
$6.
$10.
Okay.
$3.50.
I win.
Oh.
And what did we find out now? It's over
$150.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It has only closed 3 times in its entire history. Anybody want to take a guess of the 3 times it has closed?
9/11 would be one.
Very good. That's
okay.
One.
Kennedy's assassination.
Oh, very good.
I'm on fire.
Wow, you are.
Last
and
one?
The third one, wow, that's a tough
when did
one.
It open?
The 50s?
Like 50s, early 50s.
Okay, I'm trying to.
The other one would be 9/11, Kennedy assassination.
Would that be Martin Luther King?
No. The earthquake in 1994.
Ooh, yeah, you don't want to be on a roller coaster when that's going.
San Francisco?
Yes.
Wasn't that the 94?
The Northridge earthquake, yeah, in 1994.
Yeah, that was when...
In the World Series?
Yeah, the World Series, when we were watching the World Series, and Al Michaels was... Oh, man, that was wild.
While you're standing in line, there's a Star Wars ride there, and while you're standing in line there, you'll overhear on the loudspeaker somebody being paged, Igrog Sakul, which is George Lucas backwards. So they do that just kind of like a fun thing to do. Two things are... banned in the park? Any guesses?
Two things are banned?
I would say now cigarettes maybe or
no.
Alcohol.
No.
Alcoholic beverages.
Mm.
Guns? I don't know.
Gum and shelled peanuts.
Oh, because of peanut allergies.
Yeah. No.
No, the shells just make
to keep the grounds clean. There's a term, code V. Does anybody have a guess?
I know what it means in sexual talk.
Yeah.
It's a vaginal thing.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Code V, code 5, I don't know.
Vomit.
Code V, oh boy.
Oh.
Let's see.
Code V in the teacups.
Walt Disney made a deal with ABC to help fund the theme park. He thought it would boost viewership and help promote the park, so that's when they used to do those. You remember those weekly whatever shows?
Oh, it's fantastic. Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color.
Yeah.
It was a great TV show, but I don't remember what was on it. I remember the opening with the Magic Kingdom and fireworks and Disney and Mickey flying across the screen, but I don't remember what the show was.
I think they would show you.
Was it Tinkerbell flying across and then going ding? And
Yeah. Like that dust that they were, the magic dust.
Wow.
But then the Mickey Mouse Club, Annette, Bobby.
Yeah,
Kenny,
that was something.
Irritating little kid.
Yeah, but that Disney Wonderful World of Color. Yeah, I don't remember what was on that show either.
They had money problems when they were building the park, so he had to choose between bathrooms and drinking fountains. He went with bathrooms. And so a lot of critics were accusing him of forcing guests to buy soft drinks.
Well, don't go if you don't like it.
And he responded saying, people can buy Pepsi Cola, but they can't pee in the street. a flight restriction is placed over the park. No aircrafts can fly within 3 miles.
Why?
I don't know. I guess a safety issue. Security, maybe. I don't know. Just...
You should have studied. No planes. You should have done more research.
It doesn't say here. No planes crashing into a. It's a small world. Well, is there? Well, it's a small world in both parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could say that about anything.
I guess so, but
any highly populated area. Oh, no, any planes crashing.
Yeah, Disneyland is probably more like Magic Kingdom in Orlando.
Right.
And then the Orlando has the other parks too.
And the last interesting one: cast members, the people that dress up in the suits, cannot use one finger gestures to avoid offending certain cultures. You know, in certain cultures, like the peace sign is like the FU sign almost, everyone in a suit is required to communicate with an open palm or two fingers to point. So yeah, I thought some of those were interesting.
All right, that was all
I had.
Dan, you have anything?
I do have one thing.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, everyone. I ended up going to, because of my eye problems and everything, I have a neuro-ophthalmologist, a regular ophthalmologist, and like you have several eye doctors, and they both suggested that I go to the Society for the Visually Impaired and Blind. Mm. And I went there today, and I met the doctors and a couple of students. And that place is really, really awesome. And some of the people in there are AM and the PM. And they offer so much stuff. So anybody out there, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that know about this and go there and everything. But
where is it?
Magnification things. It's at Manchester and Brentwood. Right on the corner of Manchester and Brentwood in a little strip mall
area. Wow, I drive
by
there all the time. I've never known...
And who can go there? You have to have serious visual problems? Or?
If you have any kind of visual problems, anything like problems reading, problems with distance and stuff like that. And
well, everybody has.
I know. But you can go there if you need like magnification things. They will work with you about... computer screens. If you work on a computer a lot and you have a really tough time reading your computer screen,
what's it called?
The Society for the Visually Impaired and the Blind.
So they work with really like blind people. I mean, not just
And they have support groups and stuff like that. They have groups where people will get together and then they talk about. They have transportation and all sorts of things. There's all sorts of issues. Yeah, that's really cool.
All right, let's shut her down. Burke segment's officially closed. I'm going to do one bit of business. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. This is Thursday. This is our wide open day. We have a couple of segments. We have Bill Clevin, Mike Evans. And other than that, it's really your show, talent show. If you want it to be talent show day and you have a talent, we'll give you the numbers now. If you can wait 4 or 5 minutes, the break is over. We'll get you right in here. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Lady called, I think it was yesterday, and right on the air during the show, she said, give me the number for Precision Coatings. I want my house painted. So we did. 636-244-5243. This is the, I would say, and I think I'm right, the newest advertiser that we have. They've only been on a couple of months, but wow, what tremendous response. And I can understand why. I think every house, I think, needs painting to some degree. Even if it's stone and brick, it's got trim and whatever that other part up at the top is called, of face, whatever. I don't know anything about building. Maybe shutters, and maybe the whole house. the exterior needs to be painted. Or how about the inside of the house? You can completely change the look of a room or the inside of a home by just drastically changing the colors. But it's one thing to paint it yourself, and it's another thing to let professional painters do it. There's a world of difference. And it's not just in the time it takes and the stress out and the risk on the ladder. Sometimes it ends up looking like crap when you do it yourself because you didn't know what you were doing. You pick the colors. They'll work on that. They do color consulting. They do residential and commercial painting, exterior, interior. They do power washing, deck refurbishing, drywall repair. I got to get them out to my mother-in-law's house. I keep meaning to do this, and every time I think to call them and send them out there, but I will do this. She has a crack across the entire living room ceiling. I need to get them out there to repair it and then repaint the ceiling. And deck refurbishing is a huge business. Folks, fall is coming up, and in the fall it's nice and it's cool. You spend time out on your deck. You don't want people falling through the deck. And I don't know of any deck, unless it's made out of metal, and what kind of deck would that be that's going to last forever? They rot, they get old, they need painting, they need sometimes refurbishing, and they do a lot of that. The name of the company is Precision Coatings. They're in primarily the painting business, and they would love to do the job for you. 636-244-5243, or go to frankopinion.com, click after you enter on sponsors, and there they are on the list. It'll link you right to their website, and they got a beautiful website, Precision Coatings.
Meet me.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, working with a disabled vehicle now, southbound 270 just before Manchester. It's over on the right shoulder, disabled vehicle as well. Westbound 44 just after Six Flags on the right shoulder as well. Seeing that normal volume headed towards the Papa Street Bridge, start to build, headed through the downtown St. Louis area from, looks like, about Tucker to the Poplar, northbound on 55 Park Avenue to the Poplar as well. Westbound on 44, both sides of Hampton starting to see some delays. Southbound on 270, seeing some volume now to start to fill in. Olive down through Ladue. Then again, the Clayton Road overpass through, looks like, south of Manchester Road, the Doherty Ferry area. No other accidents to report this afternoon, but this update is brought to you by BP. Fuel your next journey with BP gasoline with Invigorate, the high-quality gas you can depend on. You have places to go. Let them worry about getting you there. Visit BP today. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Cancer. We need a cure. That's why the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS are teaming up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon Thursday, August 20th. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets. All day long, other exceptional items will be auctioned off. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, a nonprofit organization, raise funds to find a cure and help treat cancer victims and their families. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the fabulous auction packages you can bid on. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer is brought to you in part by PSC Metals, American Eagle Credit Union, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as number 46 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding, located in Ellisville, Missouri, St. Peter's, and Caseyville, Illinois. They'll do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
It's that time of year where you don't know if you're going to turn on the air conditioning or keep the windows open. But when it does come time for you to crank up the AC units, you want to make sure it's working properly. Premier Heating and Cooling can help you do that. 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingandcooling.net. Why Premier? They're family owned with over 25 years in the residential and commercial business here in the St. Louis area. All of their technicians are certified and factory trained, and they've completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and St. Charles. They do both residential and commercial. The website again, premierheatingcooling.net. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your air conditioner is ready for the hot summer season. Ask about their maintenance agreements. It is Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-339-3884. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-339-3884. That's 1-800-339-3884.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Charleston Battery on Thursday, August 20th at 7 o'clock, presented by Heineken. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
For lower level tickets and pregame field passes for the St. Louis Rams versus Pittsburgh Steelers game on Sunday, September 27th, plus a Robert Quinn signed authentic football. This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radio Fund. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game or four Blues preseason game tickets. For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on. Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease during the Nestle Purina Radio Fund all day Thursday, August 20th. Brought to you by Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, Triad Bank, Stewart's American Mortgage, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
He had white horses and ladies by the score.
All of a sudden, everybody is contributing jokes. It comes in, like, bursts. A couple of great jokes. Every one of them I knew, but some of them I haven't told for quite a while. I don't understand, and we'll have a good one for you in the Playhouse, one that we haven't told for quite a while. We have some time to chat if you'd like to call 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Uggy is dead. Do you know who Uggy was?
No.
Uggy was the Jack Russell Terrier who was in that horrible, horrible movie that everybody tried to act like was so great, The Artist, that silent black and white piece of garbage. Well, there was a dog in there, Uggy. Why is this a news story? Nobody, does anybody, you know what? I'll tell you why. There will be people who will find who it is they need to write their condolences to for Uggy.
I guess
no, they will. They'll go online, and they'll be on their Facebook, and they'll go, oh, rest in peace, Uggy. You were such an adorable dog. He's a 13-year-old Jack Russell. Dogs die. And he was in a horrible movie. I'm still baffled by that movie. That's one of those movies that the snoots had to pretend like they liked, and the critics, oh my goodness, the great. Remember the reviews? It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that stinking movie. And here, how about this? How about if it was so great? You don't hear anybody ever again talk about renting, downloading, on demand.
Rewatching.
They would never rewatch that stinking artist. But it was hard to find anybody who was a reviewer or in the media who didn't act like, oh, this is a triumph.
I recorded a clip from that movie.
Play it.
Okay.
There. Yeah, I remember that scene.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that kind of stuff was in there. I'm going to go rent it now.
Have you never seen it?
No.
Oh, don't ever see it.
No, I remember when it came out, I had no interest
you'll
in seeing it.
You'll want to kill yourself. You'll wonder why in the world you bothered to watch it.
It was like, you went and saw the piano, too. That was kind of like the same thing, wasn't it?
Another miserable
piece of crap.
One of the worst things ever. And again, at the Academy Awards, and the winner is the piano. Yeah, everybody goes crazy. Holy cow, what a horrible movie.
Those artsy fartsy type of.
And those people will never admit. I'm telling you, walk out of that Frontenac Theater after any movie, and you never hear those guys with sweaters tied around their necks say, oh, that was a horrible piece of crap. They won't say that.
All right, I'd rather go see Back to the Future. You know, something like that, a movie like that, as opposed to the artist.
Yeah, I don't know, terrible. All right, here we go, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Doug, what can we do for you?
Hey, you guys were talking about movies. I just wanted to tell you, I saw the new Tom Cruise one, the Mission Impossible movie that's out.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, I can't stand him.
But I know.
I'll go watch him if it's the movie is good.
He's, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess in person in real life, you know, he's kind of an odd man, but he does make good movies. You got to give him that.
Do you know that he doesn't apparently speak to his own daughter because of that whole Scientology thing? Because Katie Holmes got out of that ridiculous cult, and now
right.
The kid, I guess, is
there's a term for
they're called. Yes, I know what you mean. There's a term for people who go against that church. And
yeah,
apparently,
you can't be around them because they'll kind of sway you from...
And apparently the Scientologists, they won't allow the kid... You're with me or you're with her, one or the other. So the kid's with her, so he has nothing to do with the kid. But and because
that's
of
very
that,
odd.
Well, that's the way that church operates, evidently.
SP, suppressive person.
Suppressive person. Either you're in 100% or you're out.
Well, you know, you were talking about that movie, The Piano.
Yes.
Well, you know, they made an X-rated movie about that. It was kind of the same premise. It was called The Organ.
Dan, don't laugh at that.
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't even that funny.
Oh, come on. It was funny.
No, really, it wasn't that funny. Doug, you're welcome anytime, even after that joke, okay?
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tom Cruise did a lot of his own stunts in that movie. And that
so
plane,
what? You know,
that
so
plane
what?
Scene, he was hanging... They said that he was hanging on the side
with
of the plane.
With the safety cables.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But I wouldn't want to hang on the side of a jet taking off.
You would for $15 million.
Well, I guess I would,
Put a bunch of safety cables on there. And some of the stuff I should probably say, oh, my goodness, how about the Miss Pennsylvania? Do you know this? Beautiful?
No.
Yeah, she...
Miss Pennsylvania just crowned... Brandy Weaver Gates, hyphenated name, 23 years old, just this year, named Miss Pennsylvania, charged with theft by deception and receiving stolen property. She faked having chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And everybody that has anybody in the family who has cancer is so mad at this chick and says that she shaved her head, she raised thousands and thousands of dollars, And it was such an elaborate scheme that she would have family members wait in waiting rooms at the hospital while she pretended to be going in for chemotherapy. All she's doing is walking the halls, and they think she's in chemotherapy. I mean,
holy
this is unbelievable. And so somebody got suspicious. The police got involved, and when they started questioning her, this is Miss Pennsylvania. I mean, why do you have to do this if you're that good looking? I mean, what the heck? So the cops start questioning her. She couldn't name one physician, had no hospital records, no receipts, no evidence of any treatment at any hospital. And that's when they knew the whole thing was phony. And there's a big sponsor, Butler's Beauties, whatever that is, sponsors of the Miss Pennsylvania U.S. International pageant. They've dropped her, of course. She went to jail pending a hearing. And I don't know it. I don't know what happens to somebody who does.
Don't they
that.
Strip her of that title then?
I'd just strip her.
Oh, yeah.
She's Pennsylvania. Strip her. I'd be a strip search every
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, I think that's the worst of her worries.
Yeah, so I know.
I don't know what happens to you when you do that. I mean, would she go to prison?
Committing fraud. I mean,
I guess you could go to prison for that. All right, a little later, we're going to be talking. A week from today is the radiothon for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And we have a whole bunch of stuff that's going to be auctioned off. And then we have our own special little package for this show. And the problem we're going to have, and I guess it's a good problem to have, is that last year, just this show raised $21,000 from our little package. I don't expect, I usually tell you I don't like to go backwards or go flat. I'd like to better at each. Honestly, I don't know how we can do that again. That was just kind of a fluke thing that we got that much money. But after the news top of the hour, we'll run down some of the things that you can bid on for this radiothon for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, and then we'll tell you what the special package is that we have. And it's pretty much the same as last year that got us that $21,000. So we'll tell you that in a little bit. Ballast Dental Care, as you know, is where I've gone to the dentist for 42 years. And I was there a week and a half ago, I guess it was. I'll be back in 6 months. I like it there. If I didn't, I wouldn't be there 42 years. And I want to thank everybody who over the last 18 years, well, no, they've only been on the air about 15 or 16 years. So let's say over the last 15 years, all of you, and there are hundreds of you, who have dumped your old dentist or didn't have a dentist and became patients at Ballast Dental Care, thank you. That's what keeps them on the air here, is that business from you, AM and the PM people. Now, if you're thinking, well, this place is probably so busy, they can't get me in for a year, that's not true. You call, make an appointment, they'll get you in. You'll be surprised at how fast they'll get you in. They'll make a point to, especially once you make it clear that you're AM and the PM. See, AM and the PM people are special people. The chosen ones. That's who we are. You don't really realize it until you really become, and you're in all the way. It's kind of like Scientology, but except for the scam part and the disowning your family if they don't believe in you. The great thing about being AM and the PM is we actually allow family members to not be AM and the PM. We just feel sorry for them.
Right.
We don't disown them. You just have to feel bad for them. So if you're AM and the PM, you tell them that, they know you're special. They'll get you in there. They have plenty of room for you. They'd love to have you as a new patient, and you're gonna be so happy that you found this place. All the years you've spent dreading a dental appointment, it's over. It's over. And when you hear other dentists advertise, you know why they're advertising here? Because of Ballast Dental Care. They heard, well, we can't let them be the only company. Let's get in there and advertise, too. Come on. We're glad to have your business. But I want you, as an AM and the PM listener, to make an appointment with Ballast Dental Care. If you go there one time and you don't like it, don't ever go back. That is not going to happen. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Looks like we've got a slow pocket now southbound 55 near Highway Z. That's not one that's on a camera. MoDOT hasn't told us what's going on down there, but there's definitely a slow pocket of volume southbound at 55 in that stretch. Eastbound on 64, heavy volume between Timberlake and about Mason. Then again, passing, looks like Lindbergh up past Clayton Warson. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes passing Forest Park between Kings Highway and McCall's. And then again between Lindbergh and 270. Southbound on 270, looked like there was a stall over on the right shoulder just before Highway 64, southbound on 270, south of Ladue, but that wasn't causing too many delays. You already had your normal volume in the stretch between Olive and Ladue, then again between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry. Eastbound on 64, starts to stack up from about Tucker to the Poplar Street Bridge, headed towards the Poplar. Northbound 55, that right lane is heavy towards the Poplar as well. This update brought to you by Staples. Staples has what you need to get 110% ready for back to school with low prices on the less list items all season long. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-2409. That's 1-800-700-2409. 1-800-700-2409. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to the Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Thousands of families have benefited from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, and more than 700 families, and the number's a lot higher than that, have successfully been able to stay in their own homes. It's something they ought to be proud of. And, Steve, give me one of those success stories.
You know, I'm just looking at the one right here on my desk right now, Steve. And first of all, you have to understand that our company, Doug and I, we derive a great deal of pleasure and satisfaction of being able to do this. But here's a guy, three kids, single father, out of work for 12 months. FHA loan, came in here with foreclosure sale date within 30 days. We're able to stop the foreclosure. We're able to contact his bank, bring his loan current, and we ended up dropping his mortgage payment down to a number that was affordable to him based on his new income.
That's the type of thing that makes you want to get up and go to work in the morning, right?
That's how we do it, sir.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, the success stories tell the story. Call the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and